Whereas,
who are you going to rent it to?
Well,
just the general public or a retreat type thing? Did you
when people stay in it, like there's someone staying in it right now that's not renting it, and so we also use it as ministry,
mm-hmm.
and so that's not being rented, and so we also still use
you're
that.
Giving it to them.
Yeah,
free.
Yeah, letting them go stay there for free, correct. And then I, out of my own pocket, pay the cleaning fee for the next people that use it as a VRBO. For example, at the end of this month, there's a pastor that lost his son to a suicide that's getting away on a six-day sabbatical that's using that house that isn't going to pay a dime to stay in there.
So before us now for approval is a four-bedroom, which would...
Actually, it'd be
a
three-bedroom.
Three-bedroom?
Yeah. Eight persons.
Yeah.
But you're still going to keep it on a restriction of no permit until the other parking has been established?
No, you could permit it tonight as a special use, but the parking would limit the amount of occupants.
Well, so to say, you couldn't get
but we wouldn't have to make a change.
Wouldn't get a certificate of occupancy until the parking lot was in, or so. Am I getting that right?
You'd get one for eight, but then for him to advertise and post for 10 or 12, he would have to have the parking lot finished, and we'd have to take pictures of it. Randy or Devin would have to look at it and make sure it'd work to grade, and then his occupancy could change based on the amount of space.
Does the homeowner association have anything to say about the parking?
Yeah, I'll need to finalize that with Stacy and Scott. Yes, sir. So, and I've talked to them, and I'd have to get that approved before I went forward. And I would want to know from you, gentlemen, if we went forward with it, it was going to have a good possibility of being approved, because obviously that doesn't make a sense to do a lot of driveway work if it's not even going to be approved.
I personally feel more comfortable when the parking's in place before you start doing it myself.
Well, there would be no need for him to put the parking in place if it doesn't get approved.
That's true. But, I mean, he'll know that before he leaves here one way or the other. Do I hear a motion either way?
I would make a motion to approve the nightly rental with the sleep
eight. Occupancy.
With the reduced occupancy. To meet the current parking.
Yes.
I understand that. Have you got that, Bonita?
Yeah, I'm right in here, too.
Oh, okay. All right.
If you get the parking area, he will have to come back before us to get it enlarged, or can you do that interim in the office?
That would be in the office with getting the paperwork in and the pictures and the okay by somebody from Road and Bridge that it's not sloping to the road and running water in the road and the amount of parking.
Mm-hmm.
That would be there.
Yeah.
The amount of space that he's added.
I'll second that motion.
All right. Is there any discussion after the motion has been made? Are we ready for a vote? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
No. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay, on to 1712.
Case number 1712 is the Shabby Cheek and Junk Teak. It's our location here on 160 Highway. Representative Donna Tanka, she was seeking the Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit allowing for the use of a new 24 by 36 building for a flea market. Here's a picture of the building.
It looks better there now.
Does it? Yeah, it's pretty wet. I should have went and got some new pictures, but I haven't been out. Last week we discussed parking areas on the right and the left sides of this building.
There'll be probably 3 on the right and 4 on the left.
Okay. And then here's a picture of our left. There's a tree or two here, like this dead one or something
been,
you had to
remove.
Yeah,
it's been taken down.
Okay. For the assessor's information, this property is 2 acres in size. The 36 by 24 building will not connect to water, so a wastewater system will not be required. The new building will be served by an existing circle drive off of U.S. Highway 160. The owner has indicated she plans to add parking spaces to each side of the building to keep the circle drive open for traffic flow. And it appeared to me when I was there, there's 5 or 6 spaces that could be made. She's indicated that that's the same. Pursuant to provisions of the Appendix J for on-site parking and loading of the Development Guidance Code, this commercial use would require 1 parking space per 200 square feet of building. Thus, the 864 square foot building would need 4.32 parking spaces. The planned hours for operation of the flea market would be Wednesday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The adjoining property is currently agriculture, with the nearest resident being 900 plus feet away. This project received a score of 3 on the policy checklist. Staff recommendations: if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 permit 1712, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. 1 would be compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2 would be compliance letters from the Central Taney County Fire Protection District. 3, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 4, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 5, Division 2 permit will be required for all applicable structures in the development. And 6, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Do we have any questions from the commission on this?
I'll make a motion to approve as written.
Motion has been made. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Anybody wants to add anything before we vote?
Well, we had a favorable letter from the nearest neighbor, which was 900 feet away. So,
anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All against? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
case number 1713, the M Nightly Rental, Jerry Lynn Munsey. This was the property that was had the access from Emery Creek. Subject property is approximately 57.9 acres in size per the Taney County Assessors. Access is from Emery Creek Boulevard in the Emery Creek Ranch Subdivision. The property is not part of the Emery Creek Ranch Subdivision. Just some different aerial views. Picture of the entrance off of Emery Creek Boulevard. Driveway's concrete all the way to the home. There's just pulling up to the home. Home is approximately 3,000 square feet in size, and the home is currently served by Taney County Water District Number 3. Correct, Dave?
That's correct.
Okay, and an on-site wastewater system. Kind of a picture of the garages. Property is surrounded by a forest of mature trees, and the nearest resident is approximately 1,050 feet to the north of the home. The home has an attached 2-car garage and a 1-car detached garage. There's also numerous areas to park on the property that has been graveled to park on. The driveway is concrete its full length to the home. There were no signs of present or past wastewater failures on the property. Per the assessor's information, the single family resident was constructed in 2013. Then we have our nightly rental definition for maximum occupancy. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 1713. The following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One would be compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two would be compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District. Three, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Four, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Six, the residents located at 955 Emery Creek Boulevard shall accommodate or sleep no more than the maximum occupancy. The maximum occupancy for a nightly rental shall be 2 persons per dwelling unit plus 2 persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Seven, the M nightly rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the represented to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Eight, the current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in Taney County Planning Office. Nine, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
Do we have any questions on this one? I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion has been made to approve as presented. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Randy seconded it. Any further discussion? If we're ready for a vote, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Nay.
Nay.
Got one nay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ready for 1716, I guess, Scott.
1716, this is the Bristol Road Vacation Rental. Rachel Dunlap. Of course, she's seeking a special use Division 3 permit. I've circled the highlighted in red. This is 65 Highway. This is the flyover from the West Outer Road that comes over to Newport and Bristol Road. Subject property is approximately 1 acre in size per the Taney County Assessor's. Access is from Bristol Road. The property is lot 2 of the Frijoles Lazy Acre subdivision. We've got some aerial views. Front of the property. Left side of the property, and then just another one from the road. The applicant indicates a single-family home is a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath home. The home sits on a 1-acre lot with a private well and an on-site wastewater system. The property has a backyard with a cabana grill and an above-ground pool. There is a 2-car attached garage along with a 2-car enclosed carport. There's also ample parking room in front of both garages. The nearest resident is approximately 300 feet from the home. Per the assessor's information, this home was constructed in 1992. We have our definition for maximum occupancy. We received a score of a negative 5 on the checklist. Staff recommendations, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 1716, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two would be compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District. Three, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. 4, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste. 5, this decision is subject to all